Girl talk.
It's a noun.
Uncountable.
Disclosures between females, which is considered to be inappropriate for the male ears.
No topic is off limits.
We will give you honesty,
some comedy,
a little inspiration,
and some tips and tricks to get you through your week.
Here to bring a little light to all the darkness and hopefully put a smile on your face.
The Cave Babes.
And welcome back to the Cave Babes, and of course to the Babe Cave. So we finally have a full house all back together. Yay, it feels so good to be reunited. But we actually have a really cool show for you guys today. We're really excited. We're finally going to be breaking out and talking all about our weight loss journey. Yes. So we are so excited. But to take care of a little business, as always, make sure you like, rate, and subscribe to all of our channels at the Cave Babe Pod. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and of course YouTube, where you're watching us right now. And then make sure you listen in to wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. We actually have something really exciting to talk about. We talked a little bit about our last show about launching products. Ooh, yay. So excited. So two of our girls got some things on today. So our fabulous Miss Taylor, our crafty Miss Taylor, has been busy on the Cricut.
So we have got a few designs. I think there's like about six going on right now, and there's definitely some more in the works. And like mine right now says "Not in the mood," and I've got a cow on it.
Your cute little earrings.
Yes, so I got these cute little cow earrings.
I love it. And then Miss Brooke over here is just representing the Cave Babes podcast.
Represent.
Yes. Yeah.
It is so cute. I really love it.
And I'm really loving this brand. I've got a bunch of different brands. Of t-shirts to just give them a feel, like give it a try, and I really love all of them for all different reasons, but these two brands are literally so
it's like
soft,
perfect,
and I love it
for like every season.
Love that.
Yeah, so we are going to be launching those on the website, or on our website, but all of our social media outlets, so you guys will see those. They'll be up for order, and you will also notice we have kind of been trying to accessorize just a shirt. So, Taylor, why don't you tell us a little bit about the accessories that we've got going with all the photos.
So, so you'll see this week the shirts will be paired with a little bit of jewelry, maybe like some earrings, some bracelets, and that's all plunder. So if you guys are interested at all in the accessories, you're up to ordering. We're gonna drop the link for that, the website, so you're able to click and shop on that too.
And I'm sure you're gonna have like some ideas for people too, like once you look through the website, you could probably help them.
Absolutely. We'll definitely help everybody. We will continue to add accessories to our little our little pictures. That wait till you see them, you'll have to see them for it to understand.
We've kind of like roughly talked about like topics. We had like a just peachy one, we got the not in the mood. Brooke, what's the one about the vacation?
Vacation calories don't count.
I love it. And you'll see the photo is so cute.
We've added a bunch of junk food.
Oh my gosh, and a beer can. It's perfect, it's totally perfect because they do not count, they don't at all.
We even have a little fall line coming up too. We have a football one ready right now.
I'm so excited about that one.
They're so cute.
They're customized to your team, which is awesome.
Whatever team you want. They should work for any. So I'm super excited about all of this. I was really going to town with it this week. So you guys will, and I'll keep going to town. You guys are going to continue to see all the fun stuff.
Yeah, and still, honestly, like, we're always looking for any type of advice you guys have or things you want to see. So anything that you guys find that you want, let us know. Because we will do it.
We'll get it together for you.
Listen, Brooke
we're
and
the
I
support
are just over here. Yes, we are the hype women.
We are the support.
We get her through.
Yes.
She is the crafty woman behind the scenes for sure.
Thank you. We love our Taylor over there and her cow shirt.
So cute.
I am in the mood, by the way.
But yeah, so keep a lookout for that, and then we'll be linking pricing and all of that on there. Do we have an idea yet about what we're
thinking? It's going to range, I think, $18 to $22.
Right.
Which it's I think what it sounds awesome like. Yes.
For a custom shirt.
Yes. We've got like a baseball tee, might run a little bit more. Mm-hmm. We have like some custom prints, like cheetah or something, right. Might run a little bit more. Okay. But for the most part, yeah, they
keep it around like yeah, that. We'll $18. Try to
around yeah, right around 20.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think yep. that'd That's be perfect. Awesome. Yeah. And I like the idea of us placing everything with the accessories because
yeah.
I mean, Brooke was just saying before the show, we can't see it. We just like to see it put together and then
you can buy it all. Like yes. I cannot go in a store and pick out earrings and then find a shirt to go with it. I just yes. can't do that. So
we're gonna try to make that happen for you.
Yes, exactly. We're gonna
thank
take
you,
it
Taylor.
Like my
thank you.
In my moo shirt.
Yes.
Now I need this. You'll be seeing me wear this with the earrings and all.
Yep. Yay. Exactly. Yep. Exactly. Okay. Yeah. So we're super excited for that. Hope you guys are just as excited as we are. Like I said, keep bringing us ideas. We will make sure we can put them on a shirt or something. We'll get it for you.
Yes.
Yes. We will.
All right. So moving right along to our favorite segment and yours, a little what you got.
What you got.
So I'm actually going to go first today. We're
all right,
play.
Chelsea, what you got?
I got us a little would you rather questions. Ooh, so I've got three of them that we're going to go over here. Okay. So the first one. Would you rather go into the past and meet your ancestors or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Ooh, grandchildren.
Ooh, grandchildren.
Yeah? You think yeah. so?
I think I'm going to live world is crazy,
to my great-great-grandchildren.
Man.
I'm hoping. Maybe. I mean, well, know.
This world yeah. is crazy, so is it going to get crazier? So then maybe we just need to back it up and like
but listen,
take
I,
a chill pill
yes,
in the past.
Exactly. So I was thinking ooh, if we went back to that. The ancestors... Yeah. Then they could give us advice on how to make the future not look like, so dim.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
No,
so
help.
Yeah.
Help, ancestors, help.
Or maybe we can just be like, we can see the future and it's not going to be crazy. And we can just be like, okay,
it's going to
be fine.
Yeah,
yeah. My kids are going to be great grandparents and they're going to be just fine. And it's not
yeah.
going to be.
And the world's not going to end.
Yeah. The world's not going to end. Yeah, let's pray for that.
My yeah.
yeah. Okay, so we can go either way. Either way, yes. we can either go into ooh. The past. I mean, I don't
think
know.
I want to go to the future. I want to see my grandparents. I want to see all the grandbabies.
Great, great. Get them all. Get them. I couldn't even imagine Sophia having a kid right now. So, like, I just... Maybe that's why I'm stuck in the past.
But you then, if you go back, you won't have them at all.
Yeah.
I can come back.
Well, yeah, but...
Stay there.
Oh, okay. You can come back then.
But then, like, how long are you staying there without your kids?
Yeah, like a day, 24 hours.
If you could take a family vacation mm-hmm. back in time.
Okay, I'm down. Cool. Family vacation back in time.
There we go. There okay, we go. Perfect.
We're glad
changing,
we worked that
we're
out.
We're changing the question. That's what they really meant. Okay, so then the next one, would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button on your life?
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go with pause. I would stop it.
Okay.
But then once you press play, if you're struggling, it's going to start back right where you were, like, some, you know?
I mean...
Oh, I don't know.
It doesn't get that specific.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so I'm saying pause. I'm going to go pause because my kids are young.
They literally grow up. They are...
So fast.
Yeah, they're adults longer than their kids.
Yes. Yeah, they're only the baby toddler for a blink of an eye. Yeah. So,
stop.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yes,
why is
so,
it that
yes.
every topic goes back to our kids? Every time.
Yeah. Hashtag mom squad.
Right. Yes. Yes. Okay, so do we agree with pause, or what do you think? Would you do rewind or pause?
Pause.
Pause.
I mean, I have some fun times in the rewind, but... I just, yeah, there's no doubt that this
yeah,
is
but
where,
I have a good job now. I spend yeah. money how I want. I live
exactly.
at my parents' house.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
We'll pause.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. like, if you could fast forward it a little bit and then pause it. Like,
yeah.
Maybe a little
maybe
bit
just
further.
A tiny
like,
bit.
Just a tiny bit. Maybe, like, a year or two
yeah.
ahead. And then stop
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Last one. Would you rather be able to talk with animals or speak all foreign languages?
Oh.
All foreign languages.
I want to talk to animals. I want to know what my dog is thinking.
I think that would be so cool, but then you could communicate with so many people.
Then I could communicate with animals and be like Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah, I
that's
think
true.
Animals.
Well,
I
you
think
guys
I'm
like
animals.
I mean, I like animals, but...
I get the foreign language, though, because, I mean, it is much more diverse of a
yeah.
world.
Than and when you, like, travel, and
yeah.
then if... you're at Mexican and they're talking crap about you. You would know.
If you're at the nail salon.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then, oh, look at her cuticles. Like, you know.
Like, hey,
you know.
Mary Jane, I heard you. What you said about my cuticles.
I do want to tell you something about my nail salon experience one time.
Let's hear it.
So my little girls were, I was with my friend. Now, she's very petite, and I'm, like, a little bit bigger. Mm-hmm. And we were getting pedicures, so, like, me putting my foot up on the little stool next to hers looks like toddler and, like, a giant. And I'm just, I've accepted that. I've accepted it.
All right.
But they were talking, like, I didn't know what they were, I didn't understand what they were saying, and all of a sudden she said, big feet. And
no.
I said,
awkward.
Oh, no.
And I was like,
like, I splashed her.
Yeah.
Did you splash her?
No.
You know what?
I just accepted that I'm tall and that I have big hands and feet. It just is what it is.
I want to be like that movie.
Big feet.
I want to be like that.
And Marcella even looked at me like,
That's really
like, that was English. That was English.
You
slipped.
You slipped. Oh my God, you slipped.
You got caught up.
You forgot to speak your language. Sorry about that, but no tip for you.
Yeah. No, it's fine. I've literally accepted it. But that's...
You know, they probably would say that anyway, like, to you, like, you got big feet. Like,
yeah,
that's just something that they would say.
You've heard that comedian
like,
that does...
Yes,
oh, yes.
That is so
honey,
funny.
The long nails. It's like, I have no boyfriend. Oh my gosh, that comedian
funny.
Is like hilarious.
Yes.
Oh, it's so funny. But you know that movie? I want to say it's with Amy Schumer, and she like gets hit on the head, and then like she's just so confident and everything.
Yes.
That's how you should have been. You'd be looking at her and been like, "Ah, yeah, I have big feet. You better recognize.
You know,
one.
I need to
Come
watch
on.
That again.
Oh, it's such
that
a, good
is a good
movie.
One.
It's such a good. I love Amy Schumer.
Yes,
she's hilarious.
So funny.
Like she's just. Not put together, and she don't care. And that's our life.
I love it, yeah.
I feel. But, okay, yes, yeah, so that is my would you rather, or not my would you rather,
your
my
what
you
got. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Okay, all right, so Taylor, we're going to move on to you. What you got?
Big Brother is back.
Who knew she was going to talk about Big Brother?
It's right. All Stars. And, okay, so I'm going to literally rattle through everybody on 16 people.
Okay.
It's some of the everybody's all-time favorites, and actually some of the people that people some of the cast that people have not been a big fan of.
Right.
So I'm just gonna rattle real quick. Christmas, David, Nicole from last year, Nicole from 16 and 18 that is engaged to Victor, which she met on Big Brother.
Okay.
Danny, Cody, Kevin, Tyler, Bailey, which she listen Bailey is okay. Rewind. Tyler is literally everybody's favorite, I think. I mean, he's seems
your
to
favorite.
Be our favorite.
Okay.
Bailey and Tyler got into it during their season, and she was, like, screaming so loud, like, so obnoxiously. She bit her tongue and then continued to scream, so she literally had, like, blood coming
what?
Out of her mouth. She's crazy. Crazy,
ew.
Crazy, crazy.
Ew.
No,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, so I cannot believe, and she never won it. Wait, was that her? I believe she's never won a competition. It was between her and somebody else. And she came back on All Stars. Doesn't make any sense.
Because she's, like, hated. That's why.
They yeah.
Oh,
the
yeah.
They
want to make it
right.
interesting.
They want the
yeah.
So, Memphis, Enzo, Janelle, those are all old school people. This is Janelle's fourth time on Big Brother.
Oh,
I think
geez.
That's crazy, but I do love her, so whatever. Kesar is a real old timer. He was back at, in 6 and 7, Big Brother 6 and 7. And that... Mm-hmm. was literally, what do you say, 14 years ago?
Jeez.
And he does not look the same at all, so, like, that's really interesting to see him back. Devon, Keisha, and Ian, which is America's favorite nerd.
I
so we're
it.
Really, really excited. They started up last, this week, and, yeah, so I believe, let's see, who got, ooh, Cody got head of household.
Okay.
Yep, and Cody looks just like, well, Cody has a brother named Polly.
Okay.
They were on the show 2 different years, but they were both on the show. Polly is identical to Sean.
Are
they our friend
swap
Sean.
Them?
Our friend
oh,
Sean.
Yes,
Sean.
Our friend
okay.
Sean. And his brother is, like, darn near, like, the same as him. And it's literally so funny, and I don't know, we love them.
I need to see their faces, because I watched it
yes.
growing up. So I feel like
yeah.
if I get on and I look at their faces,
well, you'll definitely
know some
know.
Of them.
Yeah, you'll definitely
yeah.
know. Janelle has got, like, blonde, yeah, you'll
that
definitely just
familiar.
Have to get on there and check it out. So, yeah, so it comes on, again, on Sunday at 10 o'clock, which I don't know why it's starting so late. It came on at 9 o'clock earlier this week and was on for 2 hours. So 9 to 11, that's crazy town. It's on at on Sunday at 10 o'clock. So anyways, I'll keep you guys updated on the Big Brother.
Okay, question. Yeah. Okay. Does that go on Hulu after? Because I missed it. So how do I watch it
they
now?
They do CBS All Access. So I think you have to buy that. I have that maybe. Yeah, you have to get that separate.
I just need to record it on the TV.
I think that's the only place you can find it. I completely forgot about it. Yeah. Okay. Yep. All
right. Sweet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I just had to get that out there. Okay. I'm super stoked about it.
Our Big Brother fans out here, I'm sure they
I should have ripped my Big Brother shirt.
You should have. Yes.
I will next week.
Yeah. She made, it said HOH head of household on it for Big Brothers. Yeah,
because I am head of household around here too.
Yeah. Sorry, Cody. Sorry to tell you.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It was appropriate.
All right.
So, Brooke, what you got?
Yay. Okay. So random. These I have like four random facts that I found on the Google.
Oh,
all
right.
The Google. And then a funny joke at the end. Okay, so in 2006, a Coca-Cola employee offered to sell Coca-Cola's secrets to Pepsi. Pepsi responded by notifying Coca-Cola and getting that employee fired.
Nice.
So they didn't care.
That was so rude. I would have been like, give me all the deets.
Well, they must not have cared. They must
good
have...
company. Way to go, Pepsi.
Right.
Way
to I'm go. Proud. I'm, yep, I'm sticking with Pepsi products.
Wait, do you like Pepsi over Coke?
I do. I can't drink Coke.
Okay, I'm not...
I like McDonald's Coke.
Yeah, it's McDonald's Coke. God. That's really it.
It's and then laced with crack.
I can't do it. I can do their Diet Coke. McDonald's Diet Coke is perfect. But then if it, no, I can drink I Diet Coke, diet. But I cannot drink... regular Coke. It's like the only thing I can't drink.
It makes me sick. I like Dr. Pepper and I like the I love the cherry Pepsi.
Yeah.
The cherry Pepsi is really good, but there's something that hits different about if you go to Frisch's and you get their the vanilla ice. Coke with their ice.
I get cherry Coke. It, cherry Diet Coke is what I get.
Good too. And then oh my.
Matt gets vanilla.
Can we go to Frisch's?
We can have that on our diet. Okay, number two. Okay, the first movie ever to put out motion picture soundtrack was Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, I think I might have known that. I do love
Did you know that?
I think I might have known that. I'm not a super movie buff, but I do.
Yeah, I'm not either, so I have no clue. Yeah. That sounds kind of cute. At birth, a baby panda is smaller than a mouse. A little baby panda.
Oh, and then it grows to be, like, bigger than your house. Not really, but, like, they're huge.
Yeah, they're big, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. That's cute.
Okay, this is just bizarre. An adopted man in Michigan searched for his birth mother for 4 years before finding out that she worked at the same Lowe's store as he did, and they never knew.
Stop. Oh, my
He must
goodness.
Have not been looking that good. I mean,
right, how hard would it have been? She literally was there. Like, you worked together. Right,
and they probably were friends.
Wow. Yeah, they probably had crossed paths.
Had so much in common.
There's meetings. There's, like, you've had to have crossed paths.
At the
4 years?
Same one for 4 years.
Same one for 4 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Nope. They knew. She knew. She
but again, she probably knew. That's what I'm thinking. He may not have known.
If you look at the history, she started working there because she found out he worked there.
Yeah, because I'm sure she knows what he looks like, but he may not know what she looks like.
So she was just waiting for him.
Oh, that's a good... Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
That's it. We figured that out. Figured that out for that Michigan man. Okay, and my last one is just kind of funny. So... this is going to take us into our next segment. So whenever I check my weight, I always subtract 5 pounds because I don't think that girls' boobs or brains should ever count against them.
That's right.
That is so true.
Amen. Amen.
It's not our fault, sure. Okay? It's not our fault.
Listen, that we're crazy smart.
Right, that's right. And I was always told, like, growing up, like, when you weigh yourself, subtract 5 pounds for your clothes. So I'll literally just have on, like, my bra, and I'm like, oh, that's five pounds.
5 pounds. Whatever I have on. One sock, 5 pounds.
Yep. A Band-Aid, that's 15 pounds. That Band-Aid
My hair
is
tie
heavy.
Up in my hair, oh, 5 pounds.
Done.
Forgot my watch on. That's another 5.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
So
see?
Funny.
I mean,
why
this
not?
Is how we were taught.
Why not?
Right? Yeah, who cares? I mean, women lie about their age. We might as well lie about our weight, too.
Maybe a little.
They'll never know.
Although, I was so glad, though, whenever... like, have you guys gotten the new driver's license yet?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay, well, your weight is not on it.
Okay, well, I don't feel like it
Thank
needs
God.
To be.
Thank
like,
God.
Why
never
does it
needed
need
to
be?
Right, it was so...
I mean, but
so...
they also, like, didn't really... monitor it that well. You can just be like, I weigh
92 pounds and you roll in there and you know you weigh 90. Your leg is 92 pounds. But they'll still type it because they are not even going to look up from their computer to look you up and down. They don't care. They're just like,
they do not get out of my face. Right. I don't want to work here. I don't want to be here. I don't care about you.
That's how it feels. Although I did go to one when I got the new driver's license. There was one woman working there and you could tell she was new because she was the happiest go lucky like person in the whole world, and everyone was like looking at her like,
just wait, honey. Down. Just
like,
wait.
Just wait. These people are going to annoy you. Oh my and gosh. Your happiness is going to be no more. I'm just saying. I haven't gone back, so I'm curious to know if she's still there.
Yeah, you have to go back like next year and see how it is. Exactly. She's probably gone.
Probably. But it's fine. It's totally fine. Okay, so excited.
Here we go.
Our weight loss journey. A lot of people have been asking, I feel like, us individually and just in general. And I've got a couple girls at work that have been asking about it. My family's definitely starting to notice. I'm starting to notice. The pictures are crazy.
Yes.
So here we are. We are open and we are raw. We are telling you what the heck we've been doing.
Finally.
Yes.
I think, what is it's this? Been four weeks.
Yep. 4 weeks, yeah. So, I mean, Brooke was the one that brought us onto it.
Yes.
So how did you, let's talk about how you stumbled into it.
Okay, so I was looking for a chiropractor, and I literally was just looking over. I do all the research. I Google the doctors. I'm weird. I want to know everything.
Yeah.
Because one of the doctors I work for has been in trouble with, like, criminal law. So I'm, like, always searching these doctors, right? So I was looking on the website. I mean, I was looking at the doctors.
You're with a police officer, so you're...
Yeah, I guess that might be a reason, too, why I completely stalk these people. But I was just going over the page. Yeah, Matt the Ranger. Caveman Media, by the way. Anyway, so I literally was just looking over their page, and it said, like, weight loss, free consultation. I had no clue what I was going into, honestly. Yeah. But then I just went in there. I really liked the nurse practitioner, and it was super simple. Mm-hmm. So I was like, let's just do it.
Yeah. And then Taylor and
yes, we had been talking. This is, like, a conversation that so Chelsea and I had talked about going to Kentucky.
Right.
To get the magic pill. Yes. Because everybody says that's the only place you can get it, yada, yada. And I, like, in a roundabout way, was like, Brooke, do you want to come with us?
Right.
And we had all, like, talked about it before, but I didn't want to come to you guys and be like, hey, you want to lose weight with me? Like, that's just rude. But I've heard you guys talk about it, and you've heard me, so it's kind of like, we all knew what we wanted to do. Yeah.
So then that's why I reached out to Brooke, and she was like,
funny
this
thing.
Is so crazy, but this morning I literally went and spoke with a nurse practitioner, and you know, and then Brooke just spilled the beans to us about what she's about to be doing, and we were like,
I honestly wasn't going to tell anyone. I was just like, oh, Taylor just asked me, so I'm just going to tell her.
Yeah, but we literally got on a FaceTime. We probably talked for like 30 to 40 minutes, and you just like went through everything. I mean, it was a lot to take in at first. I will say, like, weight loss in general. I mean, especially if you just don't
know,
like,
intimidating.
Even the simple difference between, like, calories and carbs, where you should be for your body weight. I mean, all those numbers and the thought of being that person who stood at the grocery store constantly scanning every single barcode. Yeah. That sounds exhausting to me.
Like, we don't have time for that. We're moms. No. We have full-time jobs. You babysit all day. We don't have time.
We don't have time for that. So, the place that we've been going, the magical place we've been going to, is Integrative Physical Medicine of Dayton. It's in Centerville.
On Yankee.
Yankee, yes. And they're phenomenal. Like, every doctor in the building, the chiropractors are great. We've talked with them, the owner. I mean, they're all
the
awesome.
The girls are so sweet.
Yes. Yeah. Like, they just know you by name.
Bridget, they know you by name.
Yes. Oh, they're so sweet. Yes. And I bring my daughter in every time we go, and they always are, like, talking to her and making her feel welcome every time. But we definitely need to shout out our girl, nurse practitioner, Mary Weller. She is, like, the bomb diggity. She has, like, figured it out, I feel like. She has gotten, I think we've come to realize it's, like, within the whole office, but I mean, I feel like she's the one that really, like, pushes it and heads up it, everything. So basically, there are three tiers in her weight loss program that you can go through. You can choose which one you want. There's different price range. So just real quick, I'll say what they are, how much they cost, and then we'll kind of go into depth a little bit about which one. Yeah. Okay. So let me pull it up here. We've got our first one, which is the one that we do. It's kind of like the Mac Daddy Deluxe package, and it is $600.
Over three months.
Yeah. So yes. $200, you know, over those 3 months. But it is so worth it.
Yes.
So worth it. I was very nervous at first to spend that kind of money, but definitely worth it.
You save more than that, not eating out and the way you grocery shop.
Even if you do eat out, like when Matt wants Chick-fil-A, I get a grilled patty or something. It's like $3.
Right.
So I'm like, you're saving money there too. Like even if you're busy and you just have to cut the bread out or do, you know, whatever. You can even eat the bread if you want. But
if you want a salad from somewhere, just, you know, cut out the dairy for the first little bit.
Yeah.
And then you're going to do like your dressing on the side, vinaigrette. I've done the Italian dressing on the side, and the fact that you just dip a little bit on your fork. Mm-hmm.
It's just enough to give it a little bit of flavor.
Yep, exactly. And you do your grilled chicken, and typically places, I mean, you can still get sauces on them. You just kind of have to do your research on those. But, I mean, I feel like if my protein is flavored, I don't miss the dressing whatsoever.
Yeah,
absolutely. Like a squeeze of lemon
juice. As long as there's flavor.
I just need a little bit of wetness on a salad. So, like, lemon juice, salt, pepper.
All I need. Okay, so we'll get more into depth on that. Yeah. But then, okay, so then the second tier that you can do is $500. Again, over the span of the 3 months, they'll break it up for you. The difference in that one, which right now it's going to sound a little crazy, but we'll go in more depth on the different supplements that we use as well. But so this one is going to not include the GHRP2. Again, we will explain that. Right now it sounds like it's a robot on Star Wars or something crazy. But so that's that one. And then the third tier is $300 over, again, the span of the 3 months. And it is just the MIC injections and the appetite suppressant.
Yeah.
So both of Brooke and I's husbands there are, yeah, whatever.
Same thing.
Is your husband.
It is what it is.
They are doing that one.
Yeah.
So,
and they're doing wonderful on that as well.
Yes, they're doing great. So it doesn't mean that you have to do the Mac Daddy one, but for us, and again, we're going to go more in depth, you will understand why we chose what we did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so those are the tiers. You got 600, 500, and 300, and they're all broken up just depending on the different supplements that you use. So, going into the supplements. Taylor, do you want to kind of go over those?
Yeah, I'll touch base on these. So, it includes a appetite suppressant. It's either phentermine or Garcinia Cambogia.
Cambogia.
Okay, so
we're going to butcher these names.
I'm so, so sorry. The phentermine is essentially Adipex. So I'm sure like that's a more common name
for it.
So you'll, with any of the programs or any of the tiers, you will be getting one of these. It'll help curb your appetite, and the phentermine is taken one time a day. The Garcinia Cambogia is taken 3 times a day. It's got a little more details on when you take it and such. The GHRP2 is a growth hormone releasing peptide. It goes under your tongue. It's kind of sweet tasting.
It dissolves, yeah.
And this is a metabolic catalyst. So it helps your body absorb some nutrients, and it's consumed, and it helps increase your fat metabolism.
Right.
So that one is, we'll keep going. So the probiotic is a helpful bacteria to give you yourself a good gut health.
Mm-hmm. So cleaning out your system.
Yep, and you take one of those in the first 30 days. Yep.
And it's the same thing with the GHRP.
Yes, it's the first 30 days.
Those are the two that you get, and then once the bottle's gone, you don't refill those.
Yep. The L-carnitine amino acid. You take one every morning, and it helps turn body fat into energy. The MIC, which is, we take a pill form, and we also get a MIC injection once a week. The pill, or they both have the same thing. They're fat burning, liver supporting energy producer that facilitates weight loss or just the general health. So it's got MIC with basically
B12. Yep, vitamin B12.
Yes.
Yeah.
And these are wonderful. I feel like we feel great, and we'll keep going on what
if anybody has ever done like a weight loss program such as like keto and you go through the keto flu.
Yeah.
I have not felt that. There was a period where I got very tired in a sense, but I think that was our bodies balancing out because we did lose weight very rapidly, very quickly. Yes. Within the first like 2 weeks, I felt like we were dropping weight like crazy. Yeah. And so I think naturally your body goes through like an adjustment.
Just
like
adjusting everything. Really, yeah.
I felt good through the day for the most part.
It was a crash.
I had a crash. Just not even a whole week. I would say probably like a few days. Mm-hmm. And I think it was another part of it was us adjusting to what we should eat and eating enough. Or I think that's just kind of balancing out the entire thing.
Well, yeah, I was just figuring it out. And, you know, we want you guys to feel that you have support. So even if you go and you do this alone, the three of us are here. We have gone through it. We're going through it.
Yeah, we still have two more months. So we wanted to wait the 4 weeks to bring it to you because we wanted to be honest and give you, like, deep roll, like, everything, give you everything that we've experienced. Yes. So we still have 8 more weeks. So you would be doing it with us if you decided to do it.
Exactly. So you are not alone. Do not fear. Yeah. But it was great. And I say that because it was so good having the three of us as a support system. Yes. I would have stopped.
Yes. I absolutely would have stopped by now. Yep. 4 weeks, what?
Right.
At the beginning, we were just like, how is it possible to only eat, which we're about to get into this, only eat 500 calories a day for the first 30 days, essentially. Yeah. And we
and just under like, no 30 way. Grams of carbs. But it was also kind of our...
We had a little bit of a misunderstanding.
But we figured it out. We figured it out. Because Taylor and I sat here one night, and we were so discouraged because we thought it was, what, 5 grams of carbs or something?
Yeah, it was like four grams a meal, I think, is what we thought she said. Yeah, she said 4 grams a meal.
So then that's 12 grams of carbs a day, and it was like you couldn't even eat lettuce.
No, everything had carbs in it.
Where's the food then? Because we literally can't eat anything.
And even being under 30, I mean, putting it at 30 carbs, it definitely helps. And she doesn't want you to be, like, so stern on the carb intake.
It's more on
the calorie intake. Just be more aware of your carbs. But, yes, yeah, that was definitely something that we had to put our minds together at the beginning and really, like, buckle down to figure out what how we were going to tackle this.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually helped us a lot, too.
Yes. I
was like, so here's these...
Okay, so, yeah, so going in on that, we're gonna go through kind of, so we have the recipes and everything, so we're gonna go through more in depth on the program itself. Yeah. So it's a 4-phased program over 3 months, like we've said. So the first phase, I'm just gonna read, honestly, the packet that she gives you
is so informative.
It is literally to a T what you need to do.
It's what
wrote
out for you.
It is, could not have been explained any better. And they give you a food scale, which I think was awesome. I've used that thing so many times.
Especially for my protein.
Oh my gosh, yes. Okay, so phase one, this is exactly what it says. Phase one of the program is known as the loading days. This phase of the program is only 2 days long. On the first 2 days, you start your GHRP2. Not the other supplements. You're allowed to eat normally or splurge a little bit because it's going to be your last time.
Basically.
Yeah. We recommend you eating your favorite guilty pleasure food because you will not be allowed to eat them once you move to phase two, like I just said.
Yes.
Chinese.
Oh, my gosh. Anything. Anything carbs. I've been craving spaghetti.
I said that today.
But oh, I did. Spaghetti. I had spaghetti squash with vodka marinara sauce for dinner, and it was delicious. It literally... made me feel good.
Okay, I want spaghetti squash, and I just realized that that's allowed in the phase three that we just started this week. Okay, but it also was just introduced, which I haven't tried it yet, but it looked delicious, is tofu noodles.
I just got those in a stir fry. I randomly was in the produce aisle at Kroger.
Yeah.
They had a pack of stir fry, and the only reason I got it was because it expired in, like, a couple of days, so it was, like, $2.50. Yeah. So I was like, well, let's try it. It was just a vegetable stir fry, and it had those tofu noodles in it, and it was delicious. It was a teriyaki flavor.
Okay.
It was so good for, like... I think it was like 3 cups of it was only like 120 calories.
Yeah.
It was so perfect.
I've been kind of wanting like a pasta type
deal lately too.
So this, I'm definitely going to try it. I'll let you know. I actually put it on my stinking order this week and it didn't come. Oh. They must have substituted it, but or just took it away. I don't know.
Probably.
It's just not here.
Yeah, it's not here.
Yeah. That's how it goes, though. Yeah. All right, so then it goes on to say that it is important to know that phase one is optional. Do not feel obligated to overeat or change your eating habits while on phase one. Some healthier fats to consider are nuts, such as walnuts, macadamia nuts, or pecans. You can also eat avocados, a drizzle of extra virgin olive oil, sesame oil, or coconut oil on any foods to kind of increase your splurging a little bit. We kind of did our phase one a little differently because so Brooke got all of her medicine first because it does ship to your house, and then Taylor got it, then I got it. So we were all kind of like in limbo waiting to start together. Yes. Mm-hmm. We went to TJ Chump's and just ate like crap, basically. Yes,
right before.
Yeah. Right before. And then we get in, she's like, okay, do you guys want to start your loading days? And we're like, no.
No, we feel like crap.
Oh my God, please just can we start everything today? And we did. She was totally cool with that. Yeah. So, like it does say, it is optional and pretty easy. Like it says, only 2 days. So, if you want to do that or if you are just sick of looking at yourself, just don't do it. Yeah. Just go into it. So that's what we did.
That's what we did.
Yes.
All right. Then we moseyed on in to phase two. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we jumped into phase two.
Straight in.
Okay, so this is the very low calorie phase. You're gonna do 500 calories a day.
It seems very hard.
Very unreal, but it is completely realistic. And if you need any tips at all, the packet she gives you will help you completely understand that it's doable.
Yeah.
Yes. Plus, if you needed a little support and a little bit of tips, we would be more than willing to help
and
you out.
We've got so many recipes that we've learned along the way.
Yeah, and you're on the appetite suppressant, so you won't really realize it because you have to make yourself eat. You really have to make yourself eat.
There were so many nights I went to bed without hitting that 500. Yeah. And that was also leading into why I crashed so hard.
Yeah, exactly. Because your body was in starvation.
Yes, literally. And so that was a conversation that Mary and I had at one of my appointments. I was like, I feel like I'm just going to fall asleep at any second. And I remember
especially coming 7 o'clock. It's like,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, I did twice driving home because I get off late. Yeah. Like I work the 12 hours. I got home. I don't even know what happened. I don't even know how I got home. The next time it happened, I came home, crawled in bed. Matt wasn't even home yet with the kids. And he came in and, like, woke me up, and I'm like, I'm home. Like, it freaked me out. Yeah. Like, that's how tired I was.
Yeah.
But it's because I wasn't eating, because they say 500 to 700 calories.
And it says in here, like, you have to eat at least 500.
You have to make yourself eat.
And if you're being active, you need to increase it just a little bit more. Yes. Yeah, so that is definitely our bad.
Yeah.
It's not the program. They definitely told us, do not go under 500. Mm-hmm. Try to stay just above.
Well, and she said, like, if we have a day where we go into, like, I think it was 750 or 700, but like I said, I think the most I ever went into was I barely surfaced 600.
600, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was even with having a little mini Snickers bar.
I think I did go. Yeah.
Sometimes you need that. Okay?
You do.
Sometimes
and it's so satisfying. Like it's not really going to do anything, and it just takes the edge off.
It just totally takes the edge off.
Yeah. Or like when the kids have ice cream, and I just
want to bite.
Take a small bite, and I'm just like, okay, I didn't need the whole thing. I just wanted a little.
It was good. Like I'm good now.
And we got that way with the water too.
We
all needed a little bit of a taste versus just straight water. That was trying to figure out, but we've kind of talked about some different alternatives. We found like the zero Red Bulls were really good.
And I'm sure that's probably not the healthiest option, but it is something that we enjoy. So if we're doing everything else right, that's okay.
You're going to learn along the way. Like it's not, you don't have to go straight by the book. Trust me, I did not go and I'm still down quite a bit. So
that is what makes this program work. Yes. It is not.
It's realistic.
Let's lose weight.
You try to go by this, but you also have Mary on your side.
Yes, with everything.
So you come in like, okay, I cheated this weekend, and she's here.
So did I. So let's reboot. That's what she said.
Yeah, she's so that's the other thing too. Mary is going through the program as well. She's
done it a few times.
She's done it, and so she definitely pushes it because she knows it could work, and as long as you do what you need to do. But okay, all right. More about phase two.
Yes, it does say it is important to understand that it's not a diet. It is scientifically designed protocol that is utilized. as a combination of very specific foods at 500 calories per day. The GHRP2, and you use the GHRP2 to change the way your body processes food. So this is something that is the list of food we're about to get there is what you should follow almost to a T. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, you just do your best to follow it. If right. you add a little bit of something, that definitely is acceptable because we have a tiny bit stepped out of the guidelines, mm-hmm. and it's still working for us. But another thing that we used, that I have used, especially at the beginning when we were trying to count and make sure we knew where we are staying at. Under 500 calories. Now I'm on like basically the same types of foods, and if I'm step out of what I've been eating, I log it in.
Right.
But anyways, MyFitnessPal.
Love it.
Yes. And it has literally every type of food. You can scan the barcode mm-hmm. if you're buying it. You can look it up if it's at a restaurant.
Yep.
And it's wonderful. It'll break it down completely.
And it's a free app, so yes. mm-hmm. you don't have to purchase that. I mean, you can yep. purchase more into it to get more perks, yep. which is with anything.
Yep.
But yeah, MyFitnessPal was definitely, because she does encourage you to have some sort of a food journal until you get the hang of it.
Yes.
But it's like Taylor said, it does get to a point where you kind of get into your groove. And I don't want to say repetitive because I've switched it up, but I get the idea
yeah.
of what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
And another thing that really helped me to keep on track is I actually found them at Aldi's. They were like $3. It's a Tupperware container, and it's the perfect portions.
Yeah.
So it had one that was 2.5 cups, 1.5 cups, and one
Ooh.
Cup. So I do my salad in the 2.5 cup, like whatever. I do the 50-50 spring and spinach mix.
Okay. Which I've been doing that too.
Yep. So I do that. I put that in the 2.5. I put my protein in the 1.5, and then in my one, I typically cut fresh cut tomatoes. So mm-hmm. got some friends that have and family that have been donating their Ooh, garden yeah. tomatoes, which have been amazing. Or I just do like a Roma tomato.
Yeah.
And I'll cut that up. Or when I made that stir fry, I took the leftovers yep. of that because it's literally all vegetable.
Yep.
So I try to have something extra yep. in there a little bit more.
Yeah.
And then Taylor also found these really cool like little snack containers oh,
yeah.
at the Dollar
Store. Actually, the Dollar Tree, yeah.
The Dollar Tree, yeah.
yeah. It has like the top is like there's two sides. It's just like a cup on top and a cup mm-hmm. on bottom. One
and then
has a little
a salad dressing container like, or whatever yeah. you want to put in there. Yeah, container.
So, to where you can dip or whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, they're definitely handy to toss in your purse
yeah,
if you're on the
exactly,
go.
Exactly, exactly. So like for me with working, I've got my long days. I actually take all of my medicine with me. It's in my work bag, and I just take it to work because I go so stinking early mm-hmm. anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up in the morning, I get all my stuff together, get sis out the door, and then I get to work. I drink my ice cold 16 ounces of water, take my yep. medicine, and then I eat a hard-boiled egg, which is in one side of my compartment, yep. and then I either do like cut apples or, you know, something
like
on the other side.
I've been doing that too.
Yeah, just something. And then I put my lemon juice for my salad is in my other one.
Yeah.
And that's how I do it. So finding yes. little things like that keep you on check with your portions
yeah.
is a huge thing.
Another thing is your guys' water bottles, the gallon
oh, yes.
water
yep.
bottles.
Yep.
That way, because you are supposed to drink
one
gallon of water.
It's like half your body weight in ounces.
Yep.
So.
Okay.
Whatever
yeah.
your body weight is, cut it in half, and that's how many ounces you're supposed
okay.
to drink.
Yeah.
yeah. So that's a definite, like, I did notice on days that I have slacked on water, I have felt
bad.
A bit
sluggish.
Yeah.
yeah.
So you definitely
you keep
need
up
to
on
follow
it.
On the
and
water.
And it sounds like it's going to be impossible, but we have learned that the dry mouth is a true side effect
mm-hmm.
of the Phentermine.
Yeah.
So it's going to be easy to drink.
Yeah.
Gallon.
We finish
yes.
our gallons like halfway through the day.
Yes.
Sometimes
yep.
like
yep.
you don't even notice.
I filled it before
yeah.
I
yes.
worked.
Yeah.
Yep. So
yeah.
you were going to do it and you're going to pee like crazy, but your potty does regulate a little
yes.
bit.
It gets
like,
a little bit better now.
Yeah. It's not as bad. I don't like get the urge. I'm like, oh, I'm going to pee my pants. Give me a second. Hold on. No,
yeah.
I can
it
make it to the
20
bathroom.
Times a day.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, so one thing on phase two, you're going to be taking all 5 supplements if you're doing the third tier or the, you know, the one
mm-hmm.
that we're doing. You're going to take all 5 supplements during that time.
Yeah.
And then after the 30 days, there's going to be 2 that drop off, the GHRP and the probiotic.
Yep.
And
with the probiotic, you are not supposed to have dairy for the first 30 days. The
yes.
probiotic is going to give you enough You do not need to overload your body with that. Yes.
She does say that we can have like a quarter cup of cottage cheese or a small amount of plain Greek yogurt.
Yeah, the non-fat Greek yogurt.
Yes. So I do enjoy the cottage cheese. I don't know, some people aren't into that, but
I do not like it, but I like Greek yogurt.
Yeah, I do love it. So another thing in phase two is, like, I guess we could kind of talk about our day, like how our day went. So in the morning, generally, I would eat like an egg or maybe toss like some spinach in with my egg with some onion and kind of make a little a thing out of it. Or just straight eat a hard-boiled egg whenever I'm on the
That's my go-to, like every morning. Yep. Eggs every morning. Mm-hmm. It's just easy. Yeah. It's so easy. You can boil them and put them in the fridge like for the week. Yep. That's what Matt and I do. So.
Just fill the carton back up with the hard-boiled eggs. Yeah.
I always drink coffee every single morning, and with this, I have not felt that I needed to, but I still enjoy coffee. The one thing you're supposed to do is stay away from creamers. You can use like an almond milk, an unsweetened almond milk, but I don't even do that. I'm just using the, what is it called? Stevia. You have just a little bit of stevia, but you do have to watch your caffeine intake, because I do notice with taking the appetite suppressant and drinking the coffee, it does
super jittery.
Yeah, definitely makes me a little jittery.
Yeah.
I guess for lunch, what do you guys do for lunch? I
salads,
do a lot of
grilled,
tuna,
grilled chicken,
tuna packs, and I sometimes add a little bit of avocado or a little bit of tomato, or I have a salad. Or like a leftover, some type of chicken from the night before.
Right. I typically, since Drew is doing it as well, I kind of have to prep a little bit more than what I normally would. So I basically just go and I get the big pack of chicken. I cut everything up, and I've been doing them in the air fryer.
Which is delicious.
It's amazing. And it's easy. So I just season them however I want. I'm a huge garlic person, so we use like the garlic seasoning. We've got like a girl makes chicken garlic seasoning that we use, and then salt and pepper. Throw that in the air fryer, let that cook, and then I just package that up, and I just make sure that every night we portion out. Like, I've got a certain Tupperware that sits on top of the food scale that I get 4 ounces. He's a bigger guy, so he gets 6 to 8 ounces for his. So I just do that, and then I do my spring mix, and I literally eat about the same thing every day for lunch, but I never get tired of it. It's good.
It's refreshing. It's like this. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okie dokie. I think we're on to phase three, which is where we just started with this week.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So phase three gets a little better. So basically in phase three, you're wanting to stay within 2 pounds that you end your GHRP to. You don't want to go over. Mm-hmm. Now, you're always dropping. You always want to drop. So dropping is fine, but you don't want to go over 1 to 2 pounds.
Yeah.
You can wait. They recommend weighing yourself 3 times a week to ensure that your weight is maintaining there.
Yeah.
Just so you can stay on track.
Every morning. I can't even help it.
I try
it.
Not to, but
so
it's just there.
Yeah.
So my scale died, and I was like, itching, like, oh gosh.
At first, I was like, I'm not going to keep stepping on this. It's not moving. And then it started moving. I'm like, I'm going to keep stepping on it because every time I step on it, it goes down.
Yep, exactly.
Anyway, so this is where you can start implementing a little bit of exercise. So I know you're going to start doing a little bit, right?
There was a little bit of a setback this week, but it's happening. Yeah. Actually, as a matter of fact.
Says not too much, but you know, at this point, you are able to increase your calories. So you actually go, as long as you are working out and you're adding exercise, then you can add calories. So if you're a male, then you cannot do more than 1,500 calories. If you're a female, do not go over 1,000 calories a day. But that's if you're working out, doing some type of burning calories
cardio
in general. Cardio,
like that,
And then, of course, we are going from 500 calories a day to 1,000, so you have to slowly increase that so you don't throw your body into shock. Like, no, you don't want to throw anything off. This is just really, even from the very beginning, it was really hard to, like, eat something multiple times a day to keep your metabolism going because we barely ate at all.
Yes.
But in this phase, you really want to remember to do the 5 to 6 small meals throughout the day because that's going to keep your metabolism going.
It's so hard.
I know.
That is where I struggle.
Yeah.
So bad.
Me too. I used to eat like once a day and that's it.
Yep. That's exactly
so
how
I'm
I
so
used
struggling
to
on trying to actually eat. But
yeah. That's gonna be rough.
And
can
we're
I
still
just
learning.
Stick with my 3 a day?
Yeah.
I mean, I do well with it. I think, though, what's going to be good for us to add our calories eventually, I don't know about you guys, but I'm kind of thinking, like, after this program, how I want to go forward, and I'm wanting to stick with more of the keto type of diet. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I know that they use healthy fats a mm-hmm. lot, and a lot of that comes from their cheese mm-hmm. and their avocado oils, yeah. like different things like that to boost it up. So I feel like if in this phase I can slowly start incorporating those things, I could still pretty much eat the same things, but I'm yeah. adding the extra calories mm-hmm. with the healthy fats.
Right. Yes. Right.
Yeah. That's exactly, that's what I'm, my goal is to be yeah. doing kind of yeah. too.
Exactly.
And if you look at like the food that is added on to our list, our grocery list,
it's basically doing that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So that's basically what it says here is if you need to get your calorie count up, you can add a few snacks from our snack list, which you would yeah. get in your packet. And then also a little larger portion for lunch or dinner. You can do 6 ounces at this point. And by eating, you do that by eating healthy fats and dairy products. So at this point, you can have dairy. Our list is a lot bigger compared to the what phase? The second phase. The third phase is a lot bigger, right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while.
It definitely adds on. Yeah, you get more stuff. And they even... This is what I love. They even give you a list of things to avoid.
Yeah.
So that's actually really helpful.
Instead of having to, like, look it up or, like, scan it to see, we just know not to even look at those. So, yeah. So phase three, basically, you're just 5 to 6 meals a day, drinking water. You can do 1,000 calories if you're working out a little bit. Right. Just basic things like that.
Yeah. And so, and then, too, like, if you have questions on it, like, as you're losing weight, your BMI is going to fluctuate as well. Yes. So she will average out your BMI. I just went in. So my BMI averaged at 32.3 when we first started 4 weeks ago. And today, whenever I got my new prescription for the month for my Adipex, I was at 29.0 for my BMI. Yay. So it definitely does fluctuate. So because of that, you know, increasing my calories and things like that, you will get a better idea, like, if you're, you know, that day you're not working out, you know, where you should be at. So Mary is definitely, like, there to help you figure that out. Answer questions. Don't feel like you're at it alone. Talk to her. Like, you know, your appointments are only about 15 minutes anyway. It's super in and out. But if you have questions, she'll is there to talk to you.
So, and if she doesn't know the answer, she'll get it. Just like she got those for us. Like,
exactly.
She's awesome.
Yes, she's really great. Okay.
So, I did try to exercise this week, but I found out that, I think I'm allergic to it. My skin was flushed and I was sweaty and my heart was racing. Yeah. It's very dangerous.
You should probably go see Mary.
You should
ask her about that.
You should hit up the crew over at
Instagram. You said, Mary, I'm really trying to do what you said, but like I'm getting this reaction.
I'm just like really getting hot.
What can I do instead?
Do you have any medicine for that? Like, what can we do? Should I take some Benadryl before I work out?
You know what I actually love about the program too is like you start off with a few pills and then the one that dissolves under your tongue and stuff, but then like in the phase that we're at now, what are we down to? Like three pills and that's it.
And then our injection every week, but we don't do that ourselves.
Yeah, so you have the option.
She does give you the option.
So you can either go see Mary once a week to get your injection, or you can do it yourself. But we all three chose to go see Mary so that we could hold each other accountable, and Mary holds us accountable. Mm-hmm. We can ask her any questions, and you get to weigh in if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So it just keeps you on track.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so then that brings us into the phase four, final phase of the 3-month program. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to be done. If you are somebody who, you say you've got like 100 pounds or more that you're wanting to lose, you have to wait by law. You have to wait 90 days in between the 3-month programs, but you can go back and do it again. And that's less limitless. You can go back as much as you need, as long as, you know, of course, as long as Mary is signing off of it and feels like it's healthy for you.
Now, the 3 months is just for the Adipex, though. Right, so if they wanted to go do the Cambodia something, they can do that.
You could still do that, yes. And that is actually, we all got the Cambodia. The
Garcinia. You get it in your pack,
You get that automatically because you do get a prescription for the Adipex. You have to take it to your pharmacy. And, like, mine ends up being, like, $8 or something.
Yeah, mine was, like, $7 something.
How in the world?
Why?
Because mine and Matt's is like $37, and they said the insurance doesn't pay for it.
No, did you get a card?
Yeah, the RX card. It took off 20 cents.
No, I use my insurance. See, okay, there is a difference between mine and Drew's. We literally go to the same place. It's the same thing. His is like $15, and mine is like $7 and some change.
Why? Yeah.
I don't know. That's weird.
Because I'm pretty sure mine and his are like $30. Separate.
Ooh, okay. Oh. I would look into it. Maybe try to run your insurance.
Like, do your regular insurance.
Yeah, they said it wasn't, that it doesn't go through insurance.
Really? Oh,
wow. Well, I mean, I don't care. It's working, so I'm going to keep paying for it.
So you do get the, like I said, the Garcinia Cambodia, so you can still take that, which is kind of what we were all saying that we had planned to do, and then kind of see how the 90 days after goes if we want to do it again.
Yeah, because we have it, yeah.
Right. And, I mean, you could lose anywhere, 30 to 50 pounds in the 3 months, is what they said.
Yeah, 40,
yep. That is the average. Now, everybody's different. Everybody's so, totally like, different. We are all three at a different level right now, but we've had like certain issues, like personally, like that held us back a little bit. But everyone's different. So
I went camping and I drank too much, so I gained 2 pounds in 4 days.
So it's not so strict that you can't enjoy yourself every now and then because vacation's coming up and I'm eating those calories.
Is what we love about it. It is a lifestyle change, and let's be real,
that is the goal ultimate.
The lifestyle. Is not clean eating 24/7.
Yes.
We would cheat 24/7 if that was how we had to be.
Did you know that?
We do understand that it's supposed to be more strict now. Yes. And it's leading to, but that is.
But it is. It's retraining you and getting you into it.
Because your body is still like trying to figure it out. Exactly. But Dr. O'Brien has not had a slice of pizza since like 2007.
Okay.
He has not even went through a drive-through since like two. Maybe I'm totally wrong on the year, but I know it was not past 2010. I'm pretty sure it was like. It's been years.
Oh, I met him today, and his arms are, like, bigger than my whole body. Yeah. He was,
I know. Trust me. He literally cracks my entire body. He folds me in half and cracks me, and I'm like, oh, my God.
He is her chiropractor. That's what she's saying. If you didn't catch that, that's her chiropractor. There's no. We forgot to mention that. God.
He's going to listen to this like, no.
He's supposed to come on our show, and now he's going to be like, I'm not coming to your basement show. Sorry.
Sorry. No. He's happily married. I'm happily engaged. He just cracks my body. That's it.
That's it.
Oh, Chelsea's over here talking about his arms.
Okay, listen. He knows. He walked in there.
He knows he's cool.
He knows his arms look
I don't eat pizza. Okay. I haven't had pizza. My wife, I'd yell at you too. Like, eat a damn piece of pizza.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. All right. Okay. Phase 4. Final phase.
Sorry, Dr. O'Brien.
So it says, this phase is going to be the rest of your life. After you complete the program with us.
Amen.
Yes. We recommend taking after picture now and sharing your success with us. We took our first ones. We've been taking them along the way.
Yes.
Amazing.
And I highly suggest it because you will see so much more than what you realize. Yes.
You see yourself every day. Yeah, you see yourself every day. So those couple of inches that you're losing, you don't even notice until you look at those photos.
Yeah.
I hate my before photos. I hate them.
But I'm loving
Yes, but I'm loving the progress photos.
Yep.
It's so relieving.
Yep. So then it says, it kind of goes on to give you some tips and tricks on, like, how to maintain things. But it says, to ensure that you don't gain back when introducing healthy carbs back in, add them one at a time and allow 2 days in between adding a new one to make sure that your body will adjust well to this new food. I think that right there, like, I'm actually excited for that. I would never think that I would be like, game over, let's eat it all, but like, I get the idea of adding that back in.
And it's gonna, like, be like so exciting.
Just try to make it like if you're craving something, be like, okay, I'm gonna plan to do that on this day instead of like,
then I'm gonna
just
clean eat. And that's what I did. Like, we went camping this past weekend, and like, I felt like I ate pretty well. Like, I brought salad. So I made sure when I ate, you know, protein or whatever, I had a salad too.
Yeah.
But if I wanted, like, my cousin made a taco dip. It was a Skyline chili taco dip.
Yeah.
And it looked so stinking good. So I literally had, like, a spoonful and, like, 2 chips.
Yeah.
That was all I wanted. And I felt good about eating that. I just wanted the taste. And that was it. Other than that, like, any type, they had deli sandwiches or wraps or whatever. Right. I just didn't do the wrap or the bread. I just ate the turkey meat. You know, I was totally content with that.
Yeah.
Like I said, I did drink my calories this weekend, but that's...
That's fine. That's you're still fine.
Losing. Exactly.
You're still on track.
I'm still losing. I'm good.
But you just can't do it every other day. Yeah. It's just, if you need to every other week, then do it. Don't torture yourself.
And then I get right back on it. As soon as we got back, straight back to clean eating. And I was losing weight once again. And I was totally okay.
Most of the time you can tell your body's like, stop cheating because you do not feel well anyway.
Oh, I felt like crap on Sunday.
So it's fun for a moment, but then you're like, okay, back on track.
Yeah.
I'm struggling.
Yeah. All right. Well, so that is the phase four. So that's going to end. Like I said, all of this stuff, this is just really kind of us touching on stuff. When you get a free consultation with Mary, if you decide to do the program, and she'll give you all of this, she will definitely go in depth with it. And you can take anything that you have heard from us on this podcast, refer back to it, bring her more questions you have, or even message us. We're totally here. But something cool that we've got going on with them, because we love our doctor's office, they have graciously allowed us to have a, basically a referral code for anybody who wants to start this program and get onto a healthy lifestyle.
With us.
Yes, yay. With us.
Yeah. Maybe we can, like, make a group. Like, hopefully people jump on the train and we can just do a group together.
Yep. With us. Exactly.
They have a Facebook group that is starting to grow, and and so we would be active on that.
Yeah.
We'd be active on our page.
Exactly.
Yeah, we want, the support is literally what everybody needs. It's what's kept me on track.
Yeah.
And it's definitely kept my mind, like, on the right path.
Exactly. So, whenever you call in to schedule your free consultation with Mary, just let them know that you are referred by the Cave Babes, and you will get 10% off whichever tier you decide to choose.
Awesome.
So I think that's super cool.
Yes.
And you will love them, all of them, just like we do. You'll get to know them on a daily, a name-to-name basis, because you see them once a week if you decide to go into the office. But it's definitely, I'm so glad we did it. Like, I cannot say that enough. I was just looking back at, like, our messages when we first started, and we just all were, like, just pumped, and I still feel that way. I'm
4 weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I never do anything for 4 weeks. I'm going to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Like, third week, I'm done. 4 weeks, and I'm like, let's go.
Yeah.
I'm going into, it's awesome.
Start binging, but we're not.
We're not,
We're supporting
Each other. And we are going to be your support, so do not feel like you're by yourself at all.
You know what I'm thinking? I wonder if we should go ahead and, like, make a referral page for people so that if they message us, we can send it to them.
Yeah.
So that's easier for us to keep track of.
Yeah, I think that would be cool if we could, like, have something typed up that if you guys just want all the information, need the office, you know.
The phone number.
Phone number,
the address,
whatever.
Everything.
We can have something typed up. We're even going to post it, too. We're going to post some stuff.
So we can do that.
Yeah, so we'll get that information out to you guys. But if you're like us and you're like, we want to do it now, like we were... Message us now.
We'll help
totally
you.
Fine. If you don't see
we'll give you all the
we'll get it.
Yeah, their hours are really flexible too.
Yes.
I mean, we've never had a problem. I mean, you can call the same day and get in. Or the day before and get in.
Yes.
It's really nice.
Yeah, I literally, like, will walk out of her office, and I'm pretty sure it's always Bridget, but she's just like, you want the same time next week? I'm like, yes, please. She's like, okay, see you then, bye. Like, I don't even have to stop, you know, because Sophia's, like, running out the door ready to go. But, it has been awesome. We're so excited to keep going into phase three, onto week five. So we hope that you guys are excited about it and you want to join with us. Again, if you have any other questions, definitely let us know, because we are here for all of you.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so I think that's going to wrap it up for us. I know this was a little bit of a longer show. It's a lot of information. If you need us to break it down, like I said, we're here. So, of course, we're always going to end with our little inspirational quote. And because we're talking about weight loss and lifestyle change, that's kind of the way our quote's going to go. So, today our quote is, you didn't gain all your weight in one day. You won't lose it all in one day. Be patient with yourself, and it will all be okay. think that's perfect.
Yes, that is so perfect.
Okay. All right. So we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Make sure you like, rate, subscribe, and use your referral code from the Cave Babes. And
check out our merch.
Yes. Check out the merch. We're going to be launching that. Yes. We'll post all the photos and stuff. Yep. And we'll get
it's
that going.
Next couple days.
Yes, so excited.
Be excited.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we will see you guys next week. Stay tuned. See ya.
Bye guys.